This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The Democratic National Convention that's expected to confirm Kamala Harris as the party's US presidential candidate has started in a vast arena in Chicago. Outside the hall, thousands of pro-Palestinian demonstrators have gathered, demanding a stronger stand against Israeli attacks on Gaza. Democratic activists have been buoyed by encouraging poll numbers for their candidate. Melanie Campbell from the National Coalition on Black Civic Participation was one of the first to address the convention.
Vice President Kamala Harris's path to becoming the Democratic nominee has been paved by the leadership, sacrifice, faith, and patriotism of generations of black women. As president, Kamala Harris will lead with power, brilliance, and strength from the highest office in the land.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukrainian forces have seized more than 1,000 square kilometres of Russian territory during a two-week incursion across the border. At the same time, Russian forces are closing in on the Ukrainian city of Pokrovsk, prompting further evacuations. Jonathan Beale assesses Ukraine's offensive in the Kursk region.
Ukraine is now digging in, building defences and blowing up bridges to hold this territory and impede any Russian counterattack. This has all been a blow for President Putin. His rigid Russian military, seldom fleet of foot, has so far been relatively slow to respond. But President Putin may also be biding his time, still focusing his resources on making gains in eastern Ukraine.
The government of Nicaragua has outlawed another 1,500 civil society groups. They're accused of failing to report their finances. Most of the groups are religious, but they also include sports clubs and educational and business associations. A BBC investigation has revealed that Myanmar's Rohingya Muslim minority is once again facing violence after a deadly attack killed dozens of them in Maung Do. Witnesses said they were bombed by an insurgent group earlier this month. This report from Yogita Lemaya.
More than a dozen Rohingya Muslims who fled to Bangladesh following the bombing have told the BBC that the insurgent Arakan army attacked them using drones by the banks of the river Naf in Maung Do in Myanmar as they were trying to escape. The group which has been fighting against Myanmar's military junta has told the BBC it has no connection with the incident. Videos of the aftermath of the bombing show dozens of dead, a significant number of them women and children. Rohingyas are among the most persecuted communities in the world. Back in 2017, thousands were killed by Myanmar's military.
World News from the BBC. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has announced that several of its senior figures were killed in an Israeli attack in El-Shati refugee camp west of Gaza City on Monday. Hamas described them as associates of its late political leader Ismail Haniyeh. He was assassinated in the Iranian capital nearly 3 weeks ago. Israel has yet to comment. Judicial workers in Mexico have begun an indefinite strike to protest against planned reforms. They said they were defending against an authoritarian abuse of power. The changes would replace all judges with new ones elected by popular vote. They would also create a popularly elected disciplinary court to oversee judges. This man is one of those on strike in Mexico City.
We do not trust at all that the supposed process of popular election of judges is going to be clean. It's going to be rigged by political interests. And we fear this reform will give way to elections controlled by organized crime, which is something that has a very broad reach in Mexico.
The draft changes will be voted on next month, just before President Andrés Manuel López Obrador steps down. A former US Republican congressman, George Santos, has pleaded guilty to identity theft and fraud as part of a plea deal with federal prosecutors. He was expelled from the House of Representatives last December. The New York congressman has spent campaign money on Botox treatments, luxury goods and pornography. The judge said he could face up to 8 years in prison. Prosecutors in Equatorial Guinea have asked a court for an 18-year jail term for a son of President Teodoro Obiang Nguema Mbasogo. He's accused of selling a plane belonging to the national airline and keeping the proceeds. The younger Mr. Obiang has been under house arrest since January last year. His elder brother ordered the arrest. BBC News.